The 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. This is Sullivan. Say hi, Sullivan. Sullivan is one of our new kittens that we got a few weeks ago. He's getting bullied by the dog.
How many do you have? New kids? How many do you have?
He's not allowed to answer that question.
I can't. I can't answer. Why not?
You can't say if you said 20, no one would be surprised.
The pet police might come for him.
It's less than
20.
No,
not with cats. You can have as many cats as you want. Nobody cares.
Okay. Well,
the limit to dogs.
That's not what it says in the Brown County bylaws.
Yes.
Steve the Homer True, noted Marquette men's basketball voice, not affiliated with the University of Wisconsin, although you do have a letter from the University of Wisconsin.
Correct? That is correct. And a jacket.
Did you letter at any of the other schools? You were like the transfer portal before the transfer portal was cool.
Correct. I wanted to play at Arizona. I was not good enough. So I called the coach at Wisconsin and said, I want to come back, but I want a scholarship. And he said, yes, to give me a partial scholarship to come back. But he had to send a letter to the coach at Arizona to get the ability to talk to me. He sent the coach a letter, and the letter wrote back, I didn't know Steve True was on the team. So that was special. Bill Murphy's the name, and the team was very good. I'm not offended by that. Wyndham Clark, is that the golfer? His dad, Russell Clark, was on the team at the time. Very good player. But I did think that he knew I was on the team. But they wouldn't play with me because I was kind of a walk-on, and they had a couple of Swedish guys. And so in order for them to play, I said, all right, I'll play you for $10 a set. This is 1974. And the kid says, sure. Well, then I beat him. Then he wouldn't play me anymore because he didn't want to lose $10 a set. But he wasn't going to play me ahead of the scholarship kids, clearly, because he didn't know I was.
Because you weren't Swedish.
Right. And it was off semester, so it wasn't like they were playing matches and you should have known. But anyway, go ahead.
Was it Stefan Edberg?
Who was on the team?
The Swedish guy that you're playing with?
No. Come on, those people, I couldn't win a game against them.
Fair. I'm sorry?
No, the only letter I ever got was as a freshman walk-on at Wisconsin. They did not give me the letter because I refused to return a pair of sweatpants that cost $5. Therefore, they held my grades, and then by the time I paid the $5, that was too late, and they didn't give me the sweater or then a jacket, which I got 40 years later.
So you have your letter now.
I have my letter jacket.
You don't have the actual letter.
That's what you got. I don't think there is such a thing, but I'm not sure. You might have to ask Tausch.
I think we might be able to track down. We know some people over at 1440 Monroe Street. Let's see if we can write that wrong.
No, there's no wrong.
Well, you should have the letter. You should have the physical letter.
The letter is on the jacket, so.
So then you have the letter. I asked you if you had the letter. It doesn't matter if it's on the jacket or in a picture frame. You have the letter.
I guess if that's the definition of what the letter is.
Yeah. All right, Wisconsin letterman.
Yes, I get it. Fine, let's move on.
Wisconsin alumnus,
yes.
sort of worst
letterman ever at the school. I'm proud to say that because the team was so bad that I was able to get a letter.
Jesse Nelson, who is not an alumnus of the University of Wisconsin, he went to Bradley, hosts the Barry Alvarez show every Monday. And here is what Barry Alvarez had to say about in-state recruiting, as it may or may not relate to the current staff that coaches the University of Wisconsin.
The top players here are as good as any in the country, and no one's paying attention to them. So you have a better chance. I mean, it's just common sense. You have a better chance at recruiting someone that lives a half an hour away, or an hour away, or 2 hours away, or 2.5 at Green Bay, or whatever to Milwaukee. In state, they can drive here. Their parents can come here and watch them. And they're as good as anybody you can get. And your chances of getting one of the better players best players in Ohio, Ohio State's going to get the first pick. And they're going to drive through the whole Big Ten area, the rest of the Big Ten, to get to you, you know. And so your chances diminish the further you get away.
All right. So, Jesse, before we get Homer's thoughts on this, little background. Brad Nortman, former Badgers punter, it's a fake, Nortman, great call and great execution, was very critical of in his interactions with state football coaches at the high school level of the engagement level of the current head coach and staff. Is that an accurate depiction of what Brad said?
That is correct. He's connected. He has spoken with a bunch of coaches at the high school level and is comfortable with the assertion that they have not had the same connection with Coach Fickell since he's taken over at Wisconsin compared to past coaches.
Yeah, and let's go out of the way. He's not the type of individual who goes out of his way to be controversial.
Yeah, Brad is the opposite of that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very
right.
True.
And yet he felt it necessary to be transparent.
Forthcoming, I was told in the YouTube comments. It's another good word.
Your right, definition of transparent would fit perfectly to this particular
yes,
situation.
Yes, thank you. Yes, agreed. So, and then, uh-huh. Jesse, yeah. It was during your version of the program at the Hard Rock Casino in which he also, Barry Alvarez, made the comments about you got to get out and see people, et cetera. So that is obviously a sticking point for the former head coach and athletic director, especially since he built the program on building a wall around Wisconsin. Right? That was one of the first things he said.
I don't think he said that Fickell wasn't doing that, did he?
I'm not the host of the Jesse Nelson Show with Barry Alvarez. Would you describe that as that the implication from Barry Alvarez was that that is not a sufficiently done tactic with the current administration?
In maybe a few more words than that, if you're looking to establish an identity as a program, which is something that has been said, you know, since before the start of the season, and that fans aren't seeing, and that the players are saying they don't know what their identity is, Barry said to establish the identity of the team, what he did back in the day was, you know, the big palookas up front around the state, which are all, there's an abundance of them all around the state. That's where you can begin to build the identity of the program, running the football.
They have an identity. That's just garbage.
It's not scoring points.
No, they stink. That's the identity, and the players don't like having an identity that they stink. It's not like you're average in the Big Ten. They stink. That's their identity. Right?
A frank
no one's
conversation
argue that.
About Wisconsin football
what?
With Steve the Homer True. No, you're
no,
being frank.
No, it's not. This
proving
is not
my point.
Every person in the state. There's never been such universal understanding of Badger football. Ever. Everybody agrees.
Maybe in 1987.
They stink. Well, that didn't mean they didn't stink in the past. This is just now. 100%. Say they stink. They're at the bottom of the Big Ten. In addition to the stinking, they can't score and things like that.
That is part, the inability to score is part of the stinking.
So, I mean, Luke Fickell doesn't go up to the podium at Big Ten Media Days in July and say, all right, this year we're going to stink. Like, that's
not, our identity.
That's the identities. Like, that's not exactly the
you
point
didn't
of
ask
what we're
me
going for.
What
here.
Identity is he? What identity? Well, yes, they're then saying, what identity is he trying to sell? No one knows. Because when you stink, it doesn't matter the identity that your head coach has and wants the team to be, because the number one reason any team stinks is why?
Talent.
The coach. And,
oh.
And well, no, the coach determines talent more than anything else. There was no talent at Wisconsin. Barry Alvarez comes. Now you have talent. The coach determines the talent. That's why the coach is most important. He has other jobs as well. The problem with Fickell is no one can think of even one thing positive to say about him. Not many, not one. Like, the Badgers stink, but. There is no but. They just stink. Everything stinks. Name me one positive thing about Wisconsin football now. One, anything.
I think their defense has played better than
limited
expected.
Oregon to 21 points. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yes. You have that.
I don't see them having like the UCLA moment, though, where UCLA suddenly rises up and wins a couple of games until they had to go play Indiana. Like, I just I don't feel a lot of reason for optimism that they're going to, I don't know, beat Washington or whatever.
It's tough to win when scoring 7 points is an achievement.
Right, and my here's the problem that I have with this. And Riley Yauch had a very strong opinion on the post-game show. I saw the social media clip with Riley, and I would argue
what could
that,
be very strong.
He was highly critical of Simmons, and what I wanted to say was the plan was never for Simmons to be their starting quarterback. Like he started 3 games at Southern Illinois, the proud alma mater of Sylvie, of Waddle and Sylvie. Great school, go Salukis! But I don't think that was ever what they wanted. The kid from from San Diego State.
Okay,
Danny he was the backup.
Can I just respond to that?
Too. Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Look at when you're Wisconsin. Even when you were really good, it didn't require that you had a great quarterback. You had good quarterbacks. You control the line of scrimmage and you can run the ball. They get dominated on the line of scrimmage, and thus they can't run the ball. Whoever the quarterback is has become way more important than it's ever been. Why? Because they stink. You can't ask the quarterback to be something they didn't even have when they were good. Because they could run the ball. They get dominated on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, once in a while, not the defense. And to borrow Gary Ellerson, football starts with a line of scrimmage. All this stuff like the quarterback, I think the quarterback now could probably play. I think he's healthy, Edwards, but he doesn't want to play anymore because now he can transfer and this year doesn't count. But I can't prove that.
You get an eighth year of college eligibility.
But that's what some players do.
Yeah,
correct. If you play 3 games, you can then play somewhere else. But look, at all we – this is really simple. And by the way, this is nothing compared to the – and I don't get irritated at social media very often, but a couple people have questioned Ted Kellner because he's very important, and I think it should be against the law to say anything about him because UW Sports has been good since 1990 because of Ted Kellner more than any other person, than any other person to have been as good. So but he could hire Don Morton, want to hire Don Morton, and I'd give him a pass. I think he gets a pass for maybe 25 years. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. I can solve this problem very easily. All right, I got to talk to Barry. Barry, you're in charge. We have to do this privately. I know you're whatever. We'll give you $1 million. Here's $1 million, and you tell us what to do. You can be a part of it, or you can tell us who to do it. The problem will be solved.
I'm not sure I will join that club.
It'll be solved. Why not?
Obviously I have immense respect for Barry Alvarez, and obviously he has been unafraid to share his opinion on the Jesse Nelson show with Barry Alvarez.
We know his opinion. If he was AD, Fickell would be fired at the end of the year.
So my question
is, if he had hired him, Fickell would be done at the end of the year.
For as great as Barry Alvarez has been, is, was, however you want to view what he did, both as a coach building this program from ashes and then his time as the athletic director. My question is, are you going to pay him the $1 million to fix everything in an era that is not the same as when he had all of his success?
Great question.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I can tell you the answer.
And why? What gives you confidence that Barry Alvarez, whose greatness is undebatable, is still able then to navigate the current waters, which strike me. Like, look, they went out and got transfer quarterbacks, right? Darryl Bevell was a transfer from Northern Arizona. They didn't pay him NIL money.
Randy Wright was a transfer, by the way, from Notre Dame.
So. Right, and so my point is that it's not like they didn't go out and get quarterbacks previously, but the last 3 years they've brought in a one-year guy. Tanner Mordecai, I would argue, is the best of the three. He was on some NFL rosters with the 49ers and elsewhere, But he gets hurt. Then Jesse helped me out here.
Tyler Van Dyke is next up, yeah.
And now with Billy Edwards. But they haven't developed anyone that if you lose the guy that you're paying the big money to be your quarterback, you can still win with. That is on the coaching staff.
No, you can't still win with. When you get dominated on the line of scrimmage, you can't win with any quarterback.
Which goes back to making sure that you have all the big palookas from the state on your team.
Well, or you start with that. The reason Barry Alvarez, now he likes money, so you're going to have to pay him. The reason he can solve it is the one thing that people do not mention often enough about Barry Alvarez. He's smart. He knows the world has changed. And he will do and consult and figure out with whomever necessary in order to win as and because in understanding that things have changed. They haven't changed that much because Illinois is okay with a former Wisconsin coach in a situation, you know, the problem you have is no one really knows for sure how much money everybody has, how much money they're spending. Like, what is the problem? Is Wisconsin not enough money? And again, so I need somebody who understands that, and Barry will either understand it or find people to understand it. Because look at what he did with the coaches that came after he was around and the success that continued at Wisconsin. Often success stops or can't stop when a legend leaves because, as the late Rick Majerus said, the great coaches sometimes don't want the next person to be as good as they are. Hmm. But
well, Brett Bielema was really good. Gary Anderson was not.
Right.
Being honest.
But they still won with Gary Anderson. Think of Gary Anderson and you saying that about him. It should be against the law given what's occurring now. Gary Anderson is in the Hall of Fame compared to what exists now.
Gary Anderson got him to a Big Ten championship game.
It's true.
You didn't look at his record. There were issues about how well he fit in, how long, what would have happened eventually, but it doesn't matter. 2 years, they won. So this, you know, and I have difficulty blaming McIntosh because I would have hired Fickell too, unless more research would have told me that Cincinnati won because of Freeman and not Fickell. I don't know that that's the case, but he has certainly gone on to be very successful at Notre Dame. But that aside, if McIntosh hired the person everybody would have hired, then I don't know how you can say he's a bum. And again, what happens now is not determined by the coach. It is not determined by the AD. It's determined by the chancellor. If she is happy with losing, then they won't make a change. Because it costs them some money. I don't know enough about her. But
to Homer's point,
Barry Alvarez
Anderson
existed solely because of Donna Shalala.
She and Pat Richter and Donna Shalala believed in both of them.
Correct.
Gary Anderson went 19-7 in his 2 years at Wisconsin, including 13-3 in the Big Ten. Then things kind of went south for him. He went to Oregon State for 3 years, did not have much success there, and then went back to Utah State and was fired, or maybe they just only played three games in 2020, but that only lasted 2 years.
He was amazing. I think he was able to turn Jordan Love into a bad quarterback. Am I right about that? He might have been there.
I think you're correct, yes.
Yeah. He was
the only person who could stop Jordan Love. Gary Anderson. I love that. I don't know if it's true, but it just sounds
great. I don't think that's a trivia question for Badgers Trivia Tuesday, Jesse, but that is next. What caller would you like for Badgers Trivia Tuesday?
Caller 16.
For Randy Wright. Caller 16 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This has been really fun. I love it when Homer fills in. You never just never know. I'm a little bit worn out. It's a lot. But I mean that in a good way. You know, I was worried we wouldn't have anything to talk about. Time now, Jesse Nelson, for trivia.
And how about this? Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs with a new offer going on right now. Cousin Subs $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, a fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is available online or through the Cousins app only.
They have really good fries. I'm a big fan of their fries along with the sandwiches. And, of course, they also have those chicken tenders if you haven't heard. Time now for trivia presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Justin in Milwaukee. Justin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Living somebody's dream, just not mine today.
Did you tailor that just for Homer being on? That was well done.
No, I've been saying that for years, but it's nice that Uncle Homer gets to hear it. So.
You're living somebody's dream. It's just not yours. Homer always says he's living the dream. All right. Let's see if you can live your dream and get all three of these questions right in Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Question number one, Justin, is this. What is the name of the only Badgers player who has scored a touchdown in the team's last three games? Is it Lance Mason, Sean West, or Nick Boyd?
I'll go with B.
Sean West? Homer, do you know?
Randy Wright.
Yeah, so that's a no.
Do not know.
Lance Mason. Correct answer, Lance Mason. Don't believe.
Now, what was it he's done? Scored a touchdown?
So the Badgers have played three games in the last 3 weeks. They have scored one touchdown. Right. He's the guy that
he's the scored one. I didn't know if you were adding the early touchdown at Michigan before they then went three more quarters without scoring. Nope. All right, got it. I should have known that.
Sean West is the punter who came in and called his own fake punt run on 4th and 19 and got it. And Nick Boyd is the transfer from San Diego State who plays basketball.
I appreciate you doing that because I didn't know.
He led their team in scoring against Oklahoma, didn't he?
I think that's correct, yes. He had a big night. He's been great in the preseason, there's no doubt.
Question two, Justin, is this. John Cook served as the head coach of Wisconsin volleyball from 1992 to 1998, during which Jason Wilde covered him for a large portion of his tenure. Before leaving and eventually becoming a four-time national championship head coach at which school? Was that at Texas, Nebraska, or Penn State?
Oh, boy, tough one. I'll go for Nebraska.
No, it's not. It's not a tough one. Can I help him or not? It's a very easy one, actually.
Why is it so easy?
Well, if you follow...
But he thought his Blake Bortles trivia was good, too, so...
Yeah, fair point.
They've won four. He's won four national titles, some of which competing against Wisconsin, correct?
Indeed, yes. And the Huskers will take on Wisconsin on Friday night, celebrating Halloween at the Fieldhouse. And we're going to go. We got tickets, so we're very excited.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
You dressing up? They're encouraging Halloween costumes.
So that was going to be one of my questions. If so, I need to get my Ted Lasso mustache because that's what I want to. I want to go as Ted Lasso. I've got all the rest of the gear that I need. But
do you know where Cook played college basketball in college?
I don't. I know that he talked with me and took me out to lunch to ask for my opinion on whether he should go to Nebraska in 1998, though.
What?
Yeah.
What did you tell him? You told him, no, don't go. That's a mistake. Don't go there.
He did not
told
think.
Him, right?
He had doubts.
That's what I'd go with.
He had doubts about whether or not Wisconsin would ever show the level of commitment to volleyball that Nebraska had. Nebraska, you know, he'd been there previously, and Nebraska was one of the most committed schools to the volleyball program. Wisconsin was not there yet, and so he chose to go back. I told him selfishly I think he should stay, and he could build his own Nebraska here, which I think was still good advice, but I said, I can't blame you if you leave, because it seems to me that at this point you don't feel like they have put the investment in to make it into the Nebraska.
First year he went to Nebraska, he won the national title, and they were unbeaten. Yeah. Holy moly!
Yeah, they had some success. And so did Justin, getting that question right. All right, Justin, question three is this. What is the name of the general manager for Wisconsin football who also serves as deputy athletic director and chief operating officer for Wisconsin Athletics? Boy, it really is the NFL. You got titles like that now. Is that person's name Mike Wilson, Matt Walker, or Marcus Sedbury?
What?
Yeah, let me see. The first answer was A. The second one was B. So I'll go with C. Great job, Jeff.
It's quite a path. And well executed. Indeed, Marcus Sedbury is indeed the person who holds all those titles.
Did you know he was there?
Who are Mike Wilson and Matt Walker?
Mike Wilson is the men's golf coach at the University of Wisconsin, and Matt Walker is the head football coach at UW River Falls.
This was really quite the journey through trivia.
Marcus, did you even know, in all of our discussions of Wisconsin football, did you even know they had a general manager?
I knew they had a general manager. I did not know his name.
Like, how have we gotten this far in the year talking about this team looking the way they are, not once mentioning anywhere that they have a general manager who's in charge of constructing the roster?
Is that what he's really in charge of doing?
It's in the job description.
We don't know what they actually do.
Exactly.
I don't care what's in the job description. Nobody knows exactly what they do.
Justin, you got 2 out of 3, which ain't bad. You got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy.
All right, thank you.
That was a journey. That was a thing. That was Wilde and Tausch trivia. I would like to propose that we change the format. I think one of my favorite game shows was the Hollywood Squares, and I think what we should do in the future is play it, and Tausch gives his answer, and then the contestant either agrees or disagrees, circle gets the square type of deal. I would like to try that. That's something I'd like to experiment with. Not today, though, because Homer's here, and we already did trivia. What we did not do.
By the way,
I did
want to mention to people the odds makers saying Detroit is the favorite, bigger favorite to better favorite to make the Super Bowl than the Packers, which surprised me. They're the number one NFC team. Detroit plus 650. The Packers are plus 750, and Philadelphia is plus 900. Sorry to interrupt, but not really.
I appreciate the apology. What I also appreciate is great customer service from Associated Bank. They've got the awards to prove it. They're the best in the industry, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection. I've appreciated all those things. And I also appreciate the fact that if I was a big sports fan and wanted to rep my team, I could choose from Badgers checking, Brewers checking, or Packers checking. I've just got the Associated Bank logo on mine. But go to AssociatedBank.com to find out how easy it is to make the switch. It's not the branches that make a bank local. It's its roots, and they are rooted in Wisconsin. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
said Homer was going to leave early. And he did. He's gone. He's got to go be the Uber driver for his grandson. That leaves Jesse and me to do Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Jordan Love appeared on Up and Adams with Kay Adams on FanDuel.
Oh, that's Michael's favorite show on the YouTube comments. Oh, he loves that.
Well, good for him.
In fact, he wrote in the YouTube comments, Jay Love was on Kay Adams' show today. Go check out the interview on Kay's channel.
Well, that's kind of rude.
Why Kay is good at making players say things they don't normally wouldn't. No big news from Jay Love today, though.
Well, then...
then why do I have to go check out the interview?
Well, he did say this about his nickname.
I don't know. I think Pookie got started on social media. Like, I think somebody started that, and it's been one of those things that's kind of just been like in the comments everywhere, and now the team's calling me Pookie, and it's just kind of taken over, and hey, I'm not going to be mad at it. You know, it is what it is. Could be worse nicknames, but I'll take Pookie.
Pookie. Jordan Love. You going to call him Pookie next time you talk to him? Is that tomorrow in the locker room?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Sure. I'll be happy to call him Pookie. I don't. The only Pookie that I think of is Pookie Workman. Vince Workman was Pookie many years ago. Played with Favre, and I like Pookie. I don't know. Like, he's in a tough spot if he doesn't like it, right? Like Jay Bird, for example, which became a lot cooler when I learned that Jaden Reed was also called Jay Bird,
yeah,
and then he just became Bird.
Elevate your status with that.
Indeed.
One. Indeed.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not a huge nickname guy, but like when I talk to Tucker Kraft, I'll call him Tuck. Or hey X, do you have a second? So I guess I use them occasionally, but I'm not a member of the team, so I'm usually cautious about overusing nicknames.
Whoa, Nelly!
Do any of the players have nicknames for you?
No. I'm still not sure that a lot of them actually know my name, even the ones that are very cooperative with me.
Oh.
I think we're all just sort of this, we're the media type thing. So I'm not sure about that. I think some guys do. The guys that, you know, when I send them a text message, I think they know who I am. But again, maybe not. But... The nickname, the very creative nickname, Tausch has talked about this before in the locker room. Nickname's not very creative. The great Eugene Robinson, before his Super Bowl Eve extravaganza when he was with the Falcons, J-Dub. J-Dub.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
That sound means we're all out of time for Whoa, Nelly today. That was it. Pookie.
Pookie. There's nicknames like Homer and Falcon and et cetera. Homer is gone. Pookie will not join us. Just Jesse and me wrapping things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Because I'm a hazard to my...
So, Jesse, are you going to be at Friday's volleyball match? Are you going to dress up in a costume?
I will not be. I will be doing my studio anchoring responsibilities in the Everlight Solar studio at ESPN
Madison. I thought that was Riley Yauch's job. I heard him doing it the other night when they were at Washington.
Yeah, I don't...
You don't like late shifts?
Well, actually, that night I was calling a high school football game, but I was originally scheduled to do that.
True. There you go.
Sundays have been tough for me this year. So Sunday's kind of my day where we've had Riley Yao, Corey Sparks helping out, filling in with the studio anchoring responsibilities.
Upgrading.
But, I will be here for number one Nebraska on Friday night, not in costume. Although I did see there were a number of responses, whether it's on the text line or in the YouTube comments, that you do have a costume well documented on this show that would be ready for you to go to the volleyball match wearing on Friday night.
I do still have it. I also still have Cookie Monster and Grover. They're all in the garage. I'll have to get them out. But I think it would be inappropriate because I think I take up more than my allotted space of my bleacher seat if I went as Elmo.
They did say, which this is fascinating to me, in the volleyball press release for the match on Friday night, fans are encouraged to wear Halloween costumes. They have to be appropriate and appropriately sized to fit in your seat.
Yeah, that's
a
very fair point.
We know what's very clearly on the wrong end of some of that, but like where the line is an interesting thing to consider.
I feel good about Ted Lasso. I think I can get away with that. All right, that's it for us today. Who's our cousin sub tomorrow, Jesse?
Brian Bulaga, Iowa.
And a special sub for Brian Bulaga for Tackle Talk, even though he's not necessarily a former tackle. We'll unveil that tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Homer for being the sub. It's Wilde and Tausch. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.